If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I actually timed that one pretty good in my head.
You did.
I was like, I watched you start dancing, and I was like, okay, it's going to be, I was maybe a beat off.
Yeah.
Maybe half a beat off.
It's like when people do that, like, you know, that Whitney Houston drum challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do that one day, just out of random curiosity. Yeah. Maybe next week when it's my last week with the kids, I can be like, all right.
Yeah.
And just have a boatload of candy because it's coming up. And just be like, whoever can do the Whitney Houston beat, you get a piece of candy.
I'd be concerned that they would be... Whitney who?
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
They're fifth graders.
We got to teach them.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to teach them,
yes.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, they'll be like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. And you go home to parents, which are still younger than you and I.
Yeah. So that's the trippy part.
That these children... at this point in time could literally be our grandchildren.
Yes.
I don't want to. We're done talking about it. It's fine. I think that's a great idea though. I think I should totally do it. And I would literally do this with all the way down to the tinies, not just the fifth graders. I think this could be just one of those randomness. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Just curious. Which one of you is going to win a piece of candy?
Yeah.
But if I do it with too many of the smalls, then that was my crying noise.
Yes. Or you could do it as a bonus episode, bonus video episode of In the Real.
Ooh.
And try to bring in some guest friends and just like do a whole big montage.
Of who can do the Whitney Houston.
Yep.
That's awesome.
There you go.
I like it. And we got a drum. We have a drum set in here.
Yeah.
So not in here, but in the house.
In the house.
So we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Done. Okay. I'm going to go back and listen to this, and it's going to remind me, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I like it.
So take notes.
There we go. Coming soon. Yeah.
On In the Real.
That's, I mean, you know, or in the library. But we've got, I got 15 days, not 15 school days, but 15 days total. Until the original, the OG librarian comes back. And I got to tell you, today I was like, you know, today's fine. You just come back now. It's fine. I don't need two more weeks. It's fine. You don't need two more weeks with that baby. You just come on up. You just come back. It's fine. Everybody's ready for you. Everybody's sick of me. We're ready. Let's go. We are done. So I need to put like some sticky notes somewhere or something, like the countdown for Pope.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to have the make a banner for her and then have all the kids sign it. And that way when she comes back, ta-da.
Yeah.
And it'll be something special for her.
That will be. She'd like that.
I think so. I think, you know, it'll be good. But I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to move on to the next thing. And even if it is, I'm still in the same building, but I'm doing something different. I'm okay with that too. It's officially the grace has gone for this space. I also know that in my defense, I told you at dinner when we sat down, and I'm incredibly hormonal this morning.
Yeah.
Like I could feel rage.
Yeah.
Not rage in particular for any one individual, not like I was wanting to hurt anybody, but just I wanted to yell, flip the bird.
Yeah.
Walk out of the room and say, y'all figure it out.
And I'll say, you know, on the whole, because I've watched you do this for, you know, this is your sixth year of me watching you do this.
Yeah. The substitute teaching.
Yes.
Not perimenopause, but the substitute teaching.
Yes. It hits different when you're long-term versus just like day-to-day.
It does, doesn't it? It just,
Because I think, you know, because depending on the school and depending on when you start your long-term, you know, and when it hits, it's almost like different schools have different expectations.
Yes.
You know, the high school, like you were going to be there for the semester and they were like, they just kind of like dropped things in your lap and said, well, you're a teacher. Do it.
Do it. And I was like, but I'm not.
Right. You're like, I have no lesson plans. Well, you're make your own lesson plans.
Nope. Not how this rolls. We don't do that. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like what is your curriculum and what books are you using and all of.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because it almost seems like.
They gave me nothing.
Yeah. Because it almost seems like if you start the long-term sub at the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
They expect you to own it.
Yeah. I mean, at least in the high school. With this librarian part, a lot of people are like, well, you're the librarian. Actually, no. Like, she has classes.
Yeah.
And she will do a lesson. She'll do a read aloud and she'll do a lesson.
Yeah.
And then they may or may not do a project. And then we do the checkout of the books. And if they have some free time, they have time on the Chromebooks. With me, this is where their rude awakening is going to happen. When she gets back, she probably will not have as much free time for them at the end, maybe once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But I try to do my best to kind of even just work it in at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless there's a really, really good conversation or they've jacked around enough to where the next week they just don't get them.
Yeah.
So but she set me up so beautifully to succeed and it helped. Number one, we had a relationship. There's a rapport there. Our son goes to that school. So I'm already in that vein. I'm already with these people. And she, the fact that she approached me at the end of the year, knowing she wanted somebody that the kids were familiar with, knowing all of the changes that were happening at our school, she wanted something that was a little bit more consistent for these kids. So as much as I feel like I have failed a time or 20 so far, I will say that I do believe that if nothing else, I've continued to set a space. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. I got 3 thank you, Mrs. Wance cards. Somebody was kind enough to do we appreciate you, Mrs. Wance. And 2 out of the 3 of them literally said, thank you for always keeping us safe.
And I like that.
I was like, well, you know, so that was nice to have today. Like that was after my first 2 really rough classes. And I went into the break room and I said, oh wait. Oh, you know, so but it's nice to already have a relationship with a lot of these kids. They know me, I know them. I've watched them since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so when I look at them and I say, listen, I know you. You can do better than this.
Yeah.
You know, I really genuinely can say that. So it has absolutely been a different space. And this hasn't been as long. It's not for the full semester, but it's darn near close to it.
Yeah.
At least the first quarter. And that's been, I'm ready to pass the baton back. Here you go.
Yep.
Because at least with, the high school, I was going to say, at least with the high school, I had one grade. And it's not really, I had all of them.
Yeah.
But you're at least roughly in the same sphere.
Yeah.
Where with elementary.
Like freshman to senior in high school is different than K through five.
Whew. Completely different animal.
Completely
different animal.
Yeah.
So I have to, and then you got the program kids.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel like I'm having to reinvent myself almost every class.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but just, you know, I it helps me tap into those muscles that I haven't had to use.
Yeah.
From like when Gabriel and Sebastian were tiny tots, and now I'm like, I'm growing with our children. I don't have to talk like that anymore. Oh, shoot. Now I have to talk like that again.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, that, all of that to say that.
Yes.
I don't even, why did we talk about that?
Because I was saying how it's different. It hits different if you're long term. And if you start at the beginning of the school year, they expect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today? As I yawn into the microphone.
Yes. This was actually your idea.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you launch.
Okay. I guess I kind of springboarded us, sort of, or at least prefaced us, right? Is that the word I want to use?
I believe so.
By saying that today, this morning.
Yeah.
My hormones were raging. I woke up, my whole body was hot and all of the things, and didn't sleep well and things. I say that I actually did sleep fairly well last night, but
that's good.
It is good. I think it's because I did that, whatever you told me to do that you and Gabriel were saying.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Exercises to drain your lymph.
Yeah. I think I actually slept better because of it.
That's good.
So I'm going to make that part of my nightly routine. Yeah.
And it was
so,
only what, like 8-9 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes. But so you were like, we were talking and you were like, what do you want to talk about? And I said, how about we have a conversation about what it is to be a supportive spouse while life is changing.
Yeah.
And
especially the specific change that women go through at a certain age.
Correct. And even the fellas, like you guys, just the body, just our bodies change, our minds change. I refuse to say, like, you know, what do they call it? The midlife crisis kind of thing.
Yeah.
A part of me wonders is if you are not communicating effectively during these changes of time, if that is why that so easily creeps in, because
I can see that, yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm curious if maybe that, I wouldn't say that that's the full, but I wonder
that's
if that
part of it.
I wonder if
contributes.
That,
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, part of me was like, how do you, as a spouse, support your loved one while they're going through change?
Yeah.
And mine right now is perimenopause. We've been through postpartum depression, but it wasn't very big. It was, again, just different things along the way that we determined that we were going to continue to do. And I think it helped tremendously. And then, like, even with, I know that I want to say maybe one of our episodes we talked about even the breast cancer. And just being a supportive spouse during that period of time. So it's like, yes, I want to talk about the perimenopause, but I think just because our listening range, our listeners range is so wide.
Yes.
That I think these would be some really good tools that any one of them could grab in any one of their seasons.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, as you're talking and kind of explaining what we're going to talk about and, you know, the change in the midlife crisis and all that. And I, you know, it's like if we repeat ourselves on some of this, you know, I'm sorry, it happens.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. But I almost think it's, you know, part of that is you know, learning to change with your spouse.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that we will always be growing, we'll always be changing. You know,
yeah.
we, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, we are not the same people that we were when we met, when
no.
we got married, when we had Sebastian.
No.
You know, that, you know, we change, you know, with every year we grow.
Yeah.
You know, we grow. We're constantly learning things about each other. You know, it's not like the big things anymore, but it's still the little things.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't remember what it was, but like I remember just like a couple few months ago, I like said something. You're like, I did not know that about you. I'm like, yeah. And we're moving on.
Right.
You know, but it's just.
Or how one of our pastors calls you out in the middle of the sermon
right.
and is like, you were a frat boy? It's like, yeah.
Yep. mm-hmm. Had the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is. I think it's one of those things because it's, you know, couples will get to a certain age or, you know, I know it's like the stereotypical, you know, a man hits a certain age and all of a sudden, you know, the jokes in the TVs and or the shows and the movies about, you know, all of a sudden he wants, you know, a wife or a girlfriend that's half his age and he wants the red Corvette, you
yeah.
know, and it's like, oh, midlife crisis. And it's like, you know, well, my wife's not the same person I married and so on and so forth. It's like, but did y'all learn to grow together and
right.
change together?
Right.
Because the goal is to not be the same person that you were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Right. I think that that's part of the for better or for worse. Because I know that anybody that's going through this, you know, there's all these different symptoms. Number one, ladies, I would say try to do your best to find some really good vitamins, natural supplements that would help in your hormone stability. Make sure you have that time in prayer. Make sure you're doing what you can do to get in the presence of God. Make sure you're doing your best to keep your body active, keep yourself sharp, things like that. I take so many vitamins, but
yes.
Like I take, it's like as many as I do, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
Not as many as I think. We think we do.
I think what helps you think that you take a lot of vitamins is like some of your vitamins are like 2 or 3 a day.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Because
yeah.
it's like I take Primal Queen, which is it's ground up beef organs.
Yeah.
And so it helps stimulate. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Stimulate like some of the things that lack.
Yeah.
It helps feed into the deficits that happen when, especially during this period of time. And then there's another one, it's called Symphony.
And quick side note,
sure.
for the Primal Queen.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to hear a funny conversation about it, one of your episodes of In the Real, the three of y'all talked
oh my
about
gosh.
It.
And Marcia about
yeah.
gagged.
Yeah, she did. That was I was here for that. That was hilarious.
She's like, it's in a capsule. I promise it's in a capsule. It's fine. You're fine. You don't even taste it. But then there's another one that it's called Symphony. And but both of those are 2 a day. And then I take my iodine for energy. I take my St. John's Worts for to make me happy for my disposition.
Yes.
And then I take the turmeric garlic just for the absorption, for my circulation, my metabolism.
Overall health.
My overall health. Yeah, things like that. And then I take my magnesium at night just for my muscles and just the things that might want to ache, and it helps my digestive system.
Yep.
So...
And your green tea.
And my green tea is in the morning.
Yep.
And that's capsule form, and that's natural to get my motor running. So it is. It's like, it sounds like a lot, but actually it's not. It's really not. And it seems to work for me really well. And I've been doing that, what, now 2 years?
Yeah, at least.
2 years?
At least 2 years, yeah.
And, I mean, we're smack in the middle of it.
You've slowly been, like, slowly tweaking, like, adding and subtracting here and there.
Right. And that's going to be for everybody.
Yeah.
But, so let's kind of touch on, let's get personal. So let's kind of touch on some of the things that you and I have had to not overcome, but understand, integrate, and execute.
Yeah.
And I would say, so go back to, like, here's the guy saying, my wife is not the same. Okay. A lot of times when they say that is, like, there's maybe some weight that has been gained. Their bodies don't look the same. If your wife has had children, there's a very good chance that she's not built the way that she was back in the day. There's also, with age and loss of estrogen, the vaginal space is dry at times, which makes sex difficult, or it could even hurt, or it could make it very uncomfortable to the point of like your sex drive is just gone.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I was going to say, it's also, you know, it's that disposition.
Yes.
You know, it's the, you know, the mental of just the fact that things have changed, you know, because if y'all have had kids, you know, I had a conversation about this the other day with somebody, was, you know, if you've raised your kids and you focus so much on raising your kids, all of a sudden you're empty nesters and it's like you're two strangers living in a house.
Right. Right.
You know, so it's like even something like that, like, well, she's not the woman I married. Well, because y'all ignored each other for like the past 15, you know, for the past 18, 20 years.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I don't know her anymore. Well,
right.
I mean, she doesn't know you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it's things like that, you know, that I think it's, you know, there's just so many facets to it that it's, you can't say, well, it's this one thing.
Right.
Or, oh, you didn't take your natural vitamins here, so therefore it threw you off over there.
Right.
It's so many, you know, it's like a diamond, you know, it's just all the little facets and all the sides and all the angles and all the, you know,
It's the communication.
Yeah.
It's the conversations.
Yeah.
It's the looking at your spouse, and this is us being transparent. I don't mind telling people, like, there's times where I'll look at you and I'll go, okay, that hurts. Or, hey, babe, I don't feel good. Hey, look, I seem to be balding right here.
Yeah.
You know, kind of scenarios, different things like that. And that constant reassurance of the husband looking at the wife and saying, I've got you.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. Is this something that concerns you? Let's find ways that we can make it better.
No.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Can I buy you chocolate?
Let's be supportive somehow, some way, right?
Yeah.
You are not my, like, you love to do the heavy and the workouts and the things, but you don't necessarily love the gym.
Right.
But you love your wife.
Yes.
And you know that that helps her. And you know that, so it's like, I'm going to do this for her, which ultimately will help also me. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like understanding that when you're pushing forward and saying, I've got you, what can I come alongside and help support you in? Or what can I come alongside and do with you so that way you don't feel like you're absolutely by yourself on this island.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're shipwrecked somewhere. Yeah.
Because it is. Sometimes, you know, it's not, you're not the priority of the motivation. You know, I mean, that kind of, that might have sounded weird.
A little bit. Explain.
Yeah. I think, you know, because it, like when you were talking about going to the gym.
Yeah.
Again, that's not my thing.
Right.
You know, but I know it's your thing.
Yeah.
And I want to do my best to support you. You know, there's other things that we've done that is not your thing.
Right.
But you want to support me. So it's like, yes, yep, we'll go all in.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun, but I love watching you have fun.
Yes. Yes. All of it.
Yes. You know, so it's like, so it is. It's all those marriage things, you know, all those quirky, daily, fun, boring, exciting, dull, hard, enjoyable, exciting marriage things.
Yeah.
You know, it's the day-to-day slog where you're excited to do it and you're happy to do it. Even though you're dragging because you're tired, you're happy and you're dancing.
Yeah.
Because it's for your marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it's for your spouse. And it's,
yeah,
you know, there are days where I will look at you and you'll be telling a story or you'll be explaining, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to hear the story.
It's not
I don't want to hear the story. It's TMI. It's just, it's because I'm a headline guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because at least 75% of the time I feel like I don't need the details.
Yeah.
I'm like, just tell the headlines. Just tell the headlines. You know, it's like when Gabriel was still in like elementary school, junior high.
Yeah.
And it would take her 4 hours.
Literally.
At least to, how was your day? How was your day at school?
Yes.
You know, some kids is fine.
Yes.
And then dead silence. Or,
yes,
you know, it's like pulling teeth of, what'd you do? You know, did you learn anything? Did you help anybody? Did you have fun? Did you get hurt? Did you throw up? Did you,
yeah,
you know, did you read anything? Did you do math?
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's like pulling teeth. And Gabriel was like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to walk you minute by minute through my day.
Yes.
And I'm like, please don't.
Yes.
And then it was like, she'd be like mid story talking about like English class. And like, we were reading this book, and then she would get stuck for like 15, 20 minutes because she couldn't remember the name of the book. And
yeah,
she would like pause her whole story until she remembered. It's like, just, it's not important. Just move on. Just.
But because of the way her brain works. I mean, she's still kind of that way.
She is kind of that. And you,
yeah,
are too.
Yeah.
You know, because she, yeah, learned from you.
Yeah. It's important. I think
it is.
It's funny because, you notice that we don't do that with just everybody.
No.
We do, yeah, that with the people that we love.
Yes.
We do that with the people that we feel safe with. We also do, I say that, all of a sudden I was like, I also, like, because yesterday when we go to open up a bank account,
yeah,
we're at her bank.
Yes.
Right? And we're telling all the things to the people that are helping us out. That being said, we also know that there's times where we just chat and we talk and then God just intervenes and just takes control of our mouths and just has us to say whatever,
yeah,
randomness needs to be said. But I think because we have become so transparent and so very,
yeah,
you know, we are what we are. We are what you get. What is it? What you see is what you get. There,
yeah,
we go.
My brain went a different way.
Brain fog. See, that's part of the things. It's like, there's a word right there, or a phrase right there.
Yes.
But it is. It's the being patient enough to say, I think that that's what it is. It's just at this point, be patient with your spouse.
Yeah.
Be patient. And it's not just the one side. I don't want the girls to be so cranked up that they're like, it's me, 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 me. No, our guys have, you guys are changing too. Like, you guys,
yeah,
are in a constant state of evolving and growing. And there's times where you don't feel the way that you wanted to, or you know what I mean, and things like that. And you need that constant reassurance. You need me to come alongside and say, what is it that we can do, right? Yeah. That some of the stuff that's going on with you right now, it's just, it's all right. It's going to be okay. For better or for worse, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to figure out what's happening. And eventually one day you're going to get better, like 100% better, and it's going to be okay. In the meantime, we're going to laugh and joke and have a good time. We're going to cry and get frustrated and cuss and probably slam stuff. But the fact is that we're together, and we're not leaving this spot. We're choosing to, even in our own spaces. I know with me going through this season of life, I literally catch myself more often than not now when I do my devotions in the morning or whenever I'm talking to God, I'll say, this didn't catch you by surprise.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't catch you by surprise, Father. Like, this is the way that you designed my body. Mm-hmm. This doesn't catch you by surprise. So I'm going to ask that you show me what I need to do in order for me to be the healthiest version of myself that I can be.
Yeah.
While I'm moving into the next leg of this race. And I've told you this, and I do my best to get, I may not be physically out of the bed, but I have gotten to the point where I am up now. I'm like awake and spending that time, because he told me straight up, like, get up, let's have a conversation, spend your time with me, like work out, go for a walk, something like that. It is happening. And even if it's not, that walk isn't until after.
Yeah,
you know, we get home or something like that. But the fact is that if we listen to the Holy Spirit and we ask Him to guide us in these changing of times, He's going to be faithful to give us the wisdom to walk with our spouses, even understand more of what's going on with us, so that way we can succeed and have abundant life even in the midst of this. Because a lot of times people go, oh, I'm sorry you're going through the change.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's like a tragedy.
It's like a death sentence. And I'm thinking, oh shoot, I'm about to be on the other side of no more period. And oh shoot, I'm about to be on the other side of, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
God has gifted me with mobility. And He's gifted me with these things that help my body. Mm-hmm. Like He said straight up in His word, like everything that we need to live and thrive, He created. We just got to find those. That's not me trying to be crunchy with you guys, but there are natural remedies out there. Do your research. Do your best. Try to tap into those things before you go to something else. But if that's something that doesn't work for you, then seek out some good, solid professional help that will help you. Because there was a season, even before the perimenopause, it was after Sebastian, right?
Yeah.
Where sex hurt, just being intimate with you hurt. And we were figuring out that something had shifted in my pelvic wall. And then we took me to a pelvic therapist.
Yeah.
And less than a handful of treatments.
She was a physical therapist that specialized in the pelvic floor.
Yeah, to help strengthen it. And I, to this day, have never had any problems since.
Yeah.
And then I have been hurting, like, in my hips, to where I'm not able to, again, getting really intimate with you guys, but, like, my body hasn't been able to wide open.
Yeah.
Like, my legs haven't been able to wrap around you in a way. And we found a natural, somebody that helped with
another physical
therapist that helped with the exercises and the things to help get our bodies motivated and moving and mobile to where we could be good again. You went to her a couple of times, not for those reasons, but still it's know that there's people and there's things out there that can help you like, let's put our energy in those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to have a monthly date subscription, if you need to, you know, have something set to where you're constantly growing and getting better, you know, you keep saying it, we're supposed to change.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be growing.
Yeah.
But we get to be growing together, not apart.
Right. And I think that's the key. You know, it's the key of, you know, it's the commitment, it's the covenant, it's the, you know, the choices we make every day that this is where I want to be. This is who I want to be with. This mm-hmm. is, you know, is this the person I want to be, right? You know, I'd like to be better. You know, hopefully people think they want to improve, mm-hmm. you know, even the people that are doing awesome, hopefully they want to improve.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I've tried to explain, and, you know, like with our coaching business, mm-hmm. you know, even the professionals have coaches.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Professional athletes have coaches. Professional CEOs have coaches.
Yeah.
You know, they all have coaches. They all have mentors, you know, because the people that have reached that level, they realize there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know, you can always get better. You can always learn something. You can always improve something, you know? So it's like, it is, it's making that choice of, this is the direction I want us to go.
Yeah.
You know, I want us to grow closer together. You know, even if we're super close, we could be closer.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that level of intimacy that we could reach together further than where we are.
Yeah.
You know, and like when you were talking about, you know, a lot of the natural stuff that happens, you know, with women and all, and, you know, cycles, and they say that, what is it? Women are on like a 28-day cycle, roughly.
Yeah, where guys are a 24.
Yeah, 24-hour.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, so yes, men go through cycles as well.
Yes, it's a cycle. Yes, I had to explain that to my high school health class.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we're on. No. Do not. We are. Nope. That is not what I said.
Right.
No. Boys cannot have periods.
No.
But we can have cycles.
Yes.
Yeah. And our bodies are constantly in a state of change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think that's what all it is it's just, you know, again, it comes down to just recognizing that we're changing, recognize that we're going through changes.
Yeah.
You know, some changes are bigger than others. Some are physical, some are not.
Yeah.
You know, some can be multiple things changing at once.
Yes.
You know, because, and especially, oh, it's like, how do I say this nicely? Don't have a contest about whose change is bigger.
Yeah, please don't.
In
do
your
that.
Marriage.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, because we could sit here and there have been times lately where we'll sit at the end of the day and we'll talk about our day. And it's like we have to out loud say to each other.
I'm not
so
trying
that,
to compete with you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to compete with you. I'm not trying to say, no, I had a worse day.
Yeah.
No, my coworkers are crazier than your coworkers. I promise. We don't have crazy coworkers. We just interact with some interesting people.
I have some. I'll call it.
You know, but it's not even that we have to say it out loud to, you know, kind of like calm the other person down or anything. It's mostly saying it to ourselves and to the air.
Yeah.
You know, that, we're having this conversation, but mm-hmm. we're not really griping. We're not complaining. We're not gossiping. We're not competing. We're just, you know, here's how my day went, and I have to get it out.
Processing.
Yeah.
Like genuinely, like download processing to where reset, we call it reset at the school, where the kid will get so ramped up, and then it's like they get fixated and they can't seem to shake whatever is happening with them in that moment. And then they'll say, hey, let's just go stick you in a reset chair. And then if you can't do that, then let's put you in a focus room. you know, and it's in, you know, and I hear these terms, I say them out loud, and I go, those really are, like, those are really good terms.
Yeah.
It's just making sure that you're not abusing those things where it's like, you're spending so much time or you're so ingrained and fixated and inundated that you forget to even come out and take a breath of fresh air.
Or it's like, you know, like some people talk about like mental health or, you know, physical illnesses. It's like, recognize what's happening.
Yes.
Don't use it as your identity, you know, and, you know,
that part.
You know, even before I was a Christian, I'll say it again and again, repeat it over and over until I'm no longer able to speak. But that was one of the coolest bits of advice, if I could say it that way, when I was in a psych ward, was actually one of like the therapist people that they were, you know, trying to get us to look on the bright side of life and all that fun stuff. And basically the talk was, you are not your mental illness.
I love that.
You know, and it's like, thanks, appreciate that.
I love that. You know? No, that's it. That's it. It's not your identity.
Yeah.
It's not your identity.
Yeah.
It's even, I go back to breast cancer and all the things. Like, well, again, we were there yesterday. I had a pink sweatshirt on. Had nothing to do with the fact that it's October. Genuinely wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was so funny.
Somebody said it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh, yeah. Totally forgot. That wasn't what that was about. But she's like, I was just wearing this in support of breast cancer awareness. And I was like, oh, did you know that I had that or had been diagnosed that? And
yeah.
No. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is for you. And it's, oh, you know, so we had a quick little cute kind of moment. But even in the midst of all of that, I never said I had.
Yeah.
I have. I mean, I can now say I had.
Yeah.
But when I was going through it, I never said I have.
Yeah.
And then finished the sentence. It's I have been diagnosed with.
Yeah.
And so that way, my identity isn't based off of what I have, what I don't have. It's based off of the fact that I get to be a child of God and I'm Dina. This is who are you? It's just my description.
Yeah.
It just becomes a description, not my definition.
Like, as you say this, it's like, even though the whole, you know, like, I'm a cancer survivor. It's like, even that is
I
like,
never say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just go, oh, I was diagnosed with that. And they're just like, and usually there's like, you hear a little bit of gets really quiet and then they're just like, I'm good, you know? And then you have the kind of the eyes that will look down just for a second, just like, you still have your, you know, I did. I on my way out the moving out of the room and I was like, woo, yay to the tatas, you know, kind of support the tatas. And everybody laughed and just because you can't not laugh at me because I'm the one that was diagnosed with it.
That's right.
And I can do what I freaking want to.
That's right.
But that's what it is. It's that you have people that have a certain space and a thing, and you just go, nah, it's, I am not a survivor. I'm thriving. God was good to me. That's like this tiny, I'm showing the smallest sliver between my fingers of my story. Like it didn't even feel like it. I always feel bad sometimes even having the conversation about the,
because
I'm like, was I though? Was I? And then the enemy will come in and be like, yeah. Or you'll have someone say, well, yours wasn't that bad, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And
it's even, you know, the comparison or the stories of, you know, Sebastian being in the NICU.
Yes.
It's like, well, it was only for, you know, maybe a week and just for observation. It's like, but we still went there.
Yeah. They still said end of life decisions. Yeah.
Right.
All the things. But it is. You have to just stand back and say, I think that's what it is. No, I like that. See, it's like we as a couple get to stand back. Don't do the comparison thing.
Yeah.
And not to each other, not to other couples, not to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a breath. Like, take a breath. look around for a second. I'm talking about the girls at this point, even the guys. And just before you respond or react, just maybe, hey, you know, just kind of maybe self-diagnose, kind of just kind of take some stock,
yeah,
figure some stuff out. You know what I mean? Like take, what am I trying to say? Take what?
Like a self-inventory.
Inventory, that's the word. Thanks, babe.
Yep. Like, that's what I'm here for.
But just take self-inventory. Just is this something that I need to be concerned about? Is this something that I need to just blow off?
Yeah.
Or is this something that I need to tweak, that I need to, that maybe God's dealing with me on something?
Yeah.
You know? Just really, huh?
Ooh, it's almost like last episode. It's like, is this something you get to carry around with you? Is this a new patch that you sew onto your vest?
Right.
Or do you just toss it off to the wayside?
Yeah. And just say, oh, well, that's just whatever. Yeah. You know, maybe it was something like a quick exercise that you just, it just had to build a quick little muscle.
Or was it a little hitchhiker?
Yeah. Or was it something that just like, ooh, like get off me.
Yep.
Because that was me yesterday, right?
Yeah.
When I'm like looking at you going, ugh, ugh, ugh. In my mind, I was like, should have known that I was having hormones. I was like, no, actually, that was legit. Yesterday, I was like, everybody's dumb. So everybody's dumb. The situation at the point that we were talking about was dumb.
Yeah.
That being said,
yes,
it is. That's a hitchhiker you don't get to have any more of my time or space. Yeah. So,
or even the hitchhiker in a good way.
Tell me what that looks like.
Well, you know, like, you know, almost like, you know, those friends that are in your life for just a season and then they're,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
or this is something that you carried with you for a season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have no examples right now coming to my brain. My brain is empty.
Okay.
But, you know, again, it's just,
maybe just even some of the stories of your testimony once upon a time.
Yeah.
But now those stories don't seem to be quite as prevalent, or they just don't come up as much.
Or as seasons change, I mean, especially like in the kingdom of God, you know, it's like, you know, here's a ministry that I'm serving in right now, you know, and this is really good and I'm growing and I'm flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
God has told me to not grow and flourish in that space anymore.
That's good.
You know, so
that's
it's good. Like, well, I did this, you know, again, I recently got done being on security.
Right.
I felt like I was pretty good at it.
Very good at it.
The pastors and the church seemed to like the fact that I did security.
Yeah.
But the season was over.
Yeah. And now they insist that you sit next to them.
And now they want me to sit on the front row next to the pastor. It's like, okay, hi.
I think it's a twofold thing, honestly.
Yes.
It's fine. We're not mad. It's because you were good at it.
Yeah.
They feel safe with you.
And we're good worshipers.
And we are good worshipers. We like being in the presence of God.
Yes.
And we like bringing other people in with us.
It's like I say that. I'm like, it's not like we're getting rewarded.
No.
It's not a reward.
No. 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 I don't mind. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, no. So that's
not our goal.
Not our goal. No. So, find things that work for y'all, plural, not just for the one, but maybe try to find things that work for y'all. Remind each other that you're in this for the long. Make sure you are being supportive. If somebody's coming off a little bit extra, girlies in particular, like whether it's menstrual, whether it's postpartum, whether it's perimenopause, whether it's just the fact that it's a freaking Tuesday and you have blown up three sizes because of all of the weirdness that our bodies do and we can't fit into the outfit we wanted to wear, just communicate.
Yeah.
Because I can say, one of the number one reasons why we flourish in the way that we do, you and me, is because even in the midst of the crap, I don't know what's going on with me. I don't feel okay.
No.
That has been said by all four of us now in this household.
Yeah.
on some capacity or another multiple times, like so many to count. We can't even count. But, and that's not in a bad thing. That's just, I don't feel good right now. Okay. That's our cue to say, what is it that I can do to help you?
Yeah.
And then don't abuse the system, because that could also, well, you know, I'm hormonal right now. That gives me license to be a...
Yep. No, it doesn't.
Know? No, it doesn't. Well, you know, that like, or the husband, you know, well, I don't feel as masculine, or I feel like, you know, my like jobs are changing or things are changing or stuff is changing. So, you know, that gives me license to go and do and be something else with somebody else. No, it doesn't. Yeah. No, it doesn't. This is where you get to recognize, you get to verbalize, and then figure out what works for the two of you to where you can succeed and grow together and then be more than happy.
Yes. Agreed.
I like it.
That's good.
Thanks for letting me talk about this today.
You're welcome. Thanks for talking about it.
Just, it has to be. It's got to be a it's something that happens to every one of us. Like, I think that's why me and Marsha and Heather thrive.
Why y'all talk about what you'll
It's why
about.
We talk about what we talk about. Because it's like, and why you and I talk about what we talk about.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, how many other couples are going to talk about vaginal dryness, or however many couples are going to talk about like your pelvic floor is all jacked and so now it hurts, you know, like what?
Yeah, it's true.
How many people are going to talk about this? I'm sure people are, but they're going to be I hope so too. Like, I hope so too. And but I hope it's a thing of, oh, because the enemy's going to get them all like, well, it's just this is just me that's dealing with this.
Yeah.
Or you talk to the wrong person and it's like, well, that's just how it goes and this is just how it happens. Yeah. And I'm thinking, that's bull crap.
And
there's too many things out there.
And I'll throw this out there because I hear it. You know, when we talk about these things, I hope that you hear hope in our voices.
Yes.
And in our stories. And
yes.
In the possible solutions that we have tried or that we have heard about. Because it's like just then when we were talking about, you know, I hope other people are talking about this stuff. And it's like, and not just that other people are talking about it, but that other people are talking about it with hope.
With hope.
You know, because I can almost guarantee, I will almost bet my next paycheck that there are people out there that are talking about this.
Just not with hope.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're saying, the change is coming along with the end.
Yeah. Vaginal dryness, guys. Get some coconut oil.
Yeah.
Get some solid coconut oil. Lather yourself up.
Yeah.
On the inside, girls. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then that will cause you to not hurt. And it's natural, and you won't get some sort of funky yeast infection.
Yeah.
And your spouse will be very happy.
Yeah.
Don't lather too much because then it gets too slippery and it's just weird. There's us being real.
Yes.
It's just being very honest about it.
Yeah.
And then if you want to know anything about the pelvic floor therapist or even the physical therapist that we'll give you names.
Yeah.
We'll absolutely shoot you in the directions. Or
and
if
you're not here in this area, we will reach out to those people to see who they know in your area.
That's right. That's right. Because nobody
do the legwork to help you.
Yeah. Nobody needs to be going through this stuff.
No.
Nobody should need to be suffering. Our bodies go through enough changes.
Yeah.
But God has promised that He is going to give us abundant life. Sometimes we just have to put in the work.
Yeah.
We have to put in the work and we have to find the people. And it fascinates me to see the people that are so stoked about these certain things that bother people.
Yeah.
Like our daughter like sometimes cringes a bit. Like, oh my gosh, why would somebody even be into that? I'm thinking, thank you, Jesus, that somebody's into that. Are we serious? Because like the rest of us would be screwed.
Yeah.
Like what's going on there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you invite somebody, create somebody that like is really good at this?
Yeah. This is what gets their wheels turning. They want to learn about this and they want to solve this problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So know that there's people out there that want to help you.
Yes.
Including us.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.